Gray skies, chilly weather, and falling snowflakes might not seem like ideal running conditions. But if you know how to stay warm, logging miles in the crisp fall and winter air can be an invigorating endeavor. Winter running is one of the most liberating things you can do, said Nigel Fick, co-owner of the Toronto running and yoga store Culture Athletics. You're often the only person on the street and you're light, free and enjoying yourself. Running when the climate is less than perfect can also breed resilience, or your ability to adapt to setbacks. I am a fan of doing hard things consistently as it strengthens your mental toughness, said Cheryl Wilberg, a runner and triathlete, and the founder and chief motivator at City Shred, a fitness event organizer. While your decision to exercise in the cold or stay home is largely a matter of perspective, the difference between enjoying that run and slogging through it comes down to how you're dressed. Finding the right fabrics. There are no bad running days, but there are bad clothing choices, said Wilberg. Opting for the right fabric means you're more likely to stay warm and dry from start to finish. The layer of clothes closest to your skin, socks, base layer, pants, gloves, should be made from moisture-wicking materials such as polyester, nylon, bamboo, and wool, which pull moisture from your skin as you sweat and move it to the outside of the fabric to evaporate. Ideally, your outer apparel will be moisture-wicking as well, so as your base layer's moisture evaporates, it doesn't soak through your next layer. Merino wool in particular is both moisture-wicking and breathable, making it great for running in hot and cold climates and giving you more bang for your buck since you can use it for more than one season. Steer clear of cotton, which gets saturated with moisture and stays damp. If you're running during wet conditions such as rain or snow, look for waterproof or water-repellent outer layers made from materials like Gore-Tex. Wilberg wears a pair of Gore-Tex running shoes to stay dry, but recommends pairing those with moisture-wicking socks, as Gore-Tex is less breathable than other materials and may cause your feet to sweat more. If you're just getting started with winter running and aren't ready to commit to winter-specific clothing, Fick suggests picking up a waterproofing spray such as Grainger's Performance Repel Plus, which can make your existing gear, including your sneakers, water-repellent and is a bit more budget-friendly. Protect your extremities. When your body is exposed to the cold, the temperature in your hands and feet drop first, making them feel more sensitive. Keeping your extremities warm can make even the most frigid run feel a bit more manageable. I can't remember a time that I've cut a run short in the winter unless it was because I had really cold toes or really cold fingers, said Fick. My fingers lose circulation at the first cold snap, so I rely on Brooks's Draft Hybrid gloves, which are lightweight, feature tech-compatible fingertips and have a wind- and water-resistant mitten layer that can be tucked into the back of the glove when not in use. If it's really cold, Wilberg wears a thin moisture-wicking pair of gloves against her skin and layers a thicker pair on top that she can pull off and stash in her pockets. When it comes to your feet, merino wool socks, such as those from the brand Smartwool, can keep them warm while wicking away sweat. Dress in layers. How you feel when you first step out the door versus 20 minutes into your run is going to be very different, said Fick. And how much you enjoy your run is actually going to be dictated by how appropriately dressed you are for the middle of your run versus the beginning of it. Fick suggests being a little chilly at the start of your run and having faith that you'll warm up as you get going. That said, dressing in layers can help you regulate your temperature in real time. If you don't want to end up carrying a layer or tying it around your waist, opt for clothing with zippers, such as a zip-up jacket or half-zip top, which make it easy to cool down without having to undress. Layering can work for your head as well. Fick suggests topping a thin headband, such as the Center Mistral Ear Wrap from Mountain Equipment Company, with a hat like the Unisex Merino Beanie from On, so you can remove the headband and stash it in your pocket when you warm up mid-run. Safety first. Because daylight hours are much shorter in the winter months, chances are you're going to be logging some of your miles in darkness. Reflective gear only works when a light is shining on it, meaning a car or cyclist might not spot you until it's too late to change course. Instead, Fick recommends picking up clip-on or armband lights that stay on or blink. Wilberg suggests facing traffic while running if possible, so you can spot approaching vehicles and be prepared to move out of the way quickly. If you're running in an area where safety is a concern, consider carrying something that makes noise. FIC recommends the Safer Run device by athletics brand Nathan that fits in the palm of your hand. It includes a ripcord which, when pulled, emits a siren as loud as an ambulance. You can also use the free fitness tracking app Strava's beacon function to allow a friend or family member to track your run. If you choose to run in snowy or icy conditions, avoiding slips and falls is crucial. I've been using the same pair of YakTrax cleats, which stretch over any pair of running shoes and help my feet grip the snow, for more than a decade. FIC suggests an even lower profile solution called Ice Spike, which screws into the sole of your shoe to provide traction but doesn't damage the rubber. Consider less obvious safety precautions as well, such as staying hydrated. It's easy to forget to drink water when you're not producing as much sweat, and wearing sunscreen if you're running during daylight hours. Track what works and what doesn't. Make it easier to get out the door by tracking the temperature, weather conditions, the amount of time you spent running, the intensity of the run, what you wore and how you felt after you finished. Did you have to remove a layer quickly? Were your fingers cold for the duration of the run? Refer to your log before your next run. For a long time I thought winter running was a much more uncomfortable endeavor than it actually is, said FIC. It turns out I was just overdressing. Alyssa Ages is a journalist and the author of Secrets of Giants, a journey to uncover the true meaning of strength. She is also a strongman competitor and endurance athlete, as well as a former personal trainer and group fitness instructor.